brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Al Jorgensen, the founder and head of ministry, next time he comes to Austin, he says he's going to come in studio with us. So that's going to be exciting. And you know what? What adds a lot of credibility to him thinking something really bad's coming, and I hope it's not the case, is that I've been out in Wimberley and places, and there's all these scientists and former government people, even who are young, who've been out there 10, 15, 20 years saying, these are our doomsteads. It's all going to implode. And then I run into microbiologists and they say, well, you're right about everything, Alex. But, you know, I mean, the point is they are setting up for something big. And I believe that they're instituting it. But who knows what they really know? They never, you know, 5 of the 6 reactors at Fukushima blew up within a week. They knew it had happened worse than Chernobyl. And they lied and told us everything was fine. Al, what's your take on all of this craziness?
Well, I do think something's coming, if anything, for the fact that, like I said, Dennis McClung, 2012supplies.com, playing on the survivalist, instinct of selling everything from gas masks to, like, you know, homegrown garden kits, hydroponics, all this shit. I'm trying. But the government has bought most of the stuff. He's having a hard time finding supplies. Why is the government buying all the supplies, okay, and not letting free enterprise? This isn't just Obama. Oh, Obama's going to ruin us all. This is like the government has been planning this for a long time. Now, like I said, how it comes by, I don't know. You know, and what a magnetic shift does, I don't know. It depends on if the continental plate shift. You know, what a solar flare does, well, obviously that screws up our electronics. What an asteroid does is not telling us about. I mean, we're supposed to have a close one in 2029 within 100,000 miles and blah, 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 and this and that, and it might not. But, you know, but I just find it amusing that the government is buying up all the survival supply. I mean, don't you find that weird?
Well, I hope that you're wrong. I hope that it's not going to be this complete collapse. I mean,
dude, I hope that I'm wrong, too. Because, like I said, I'm not spending my life in some road warrior world where I got to defend my food supplies with AR-15s, M-16s, Kalashnikovs, Glocks, gas masks, grenades, is that a way to live? I'd rather throw a party and put a Beretta through my roof of my mouth and just call it a day.
Al, don't do that at the first sound of trouble. If things get bad, roll with it. I mean, it's going to be entertaining. There's nothing more exciting than combat with roving hordes.
I really don't find protecting my compound with a large squad against marauding survivalist intenders as a life, okay? Which is why I, kind of like rebuked you, maybe falsely, but, you know, for like, is gold and silver really going to matter? Is anything going to matter?
Yeah, when the dollar goes belly up, that, in every case in history, gold and silver and copper and guns and food and whiskey and cigarettes and nylon stockings and makeup, I mean, stuff like that, and guts, and like you said, friends, let me tell you something. They're going to go pick off people on the road if this actually happens. They're not going to mess with something with 10-foot walls and razor wire because they know that there's machine guns on the other side of it.
Hey, the more desperate people get, 10-foot walls seem like 2-foot walls. Okay, so, you can't underestimate survival tactics.
All right, Al, okay. Stay there. We're going to do 5 more minutes on the other side. You promised to come in studio. That's going to be amazing. And we're going to come back. Bob Chapman's waiting in the wings on economics. So maybe I'm going to have him. He's a great economist researcher. You guys can banter a bit about goals. I think that's an interesting discussion. Our guest is the founder of Ministry. And we'll be right back on the other side, InfoWars.com.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and a free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning, and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, I asked Al if he wanted to take a few calls, and we're going to Bob Chapman, and he said, I love talking to knuckleheads. And, of course, if you want to visit the websites, it's facebook.com/ministry or 13thplanetrecords.com. And, of course, it's Al Jorgensen from his compound. He described it as a Waco compound, minus all the strangeness out in El Paso, Texas. I said, well, yeah, it's strangely beautiful in an ugly way. And he said, yeah, it's beautifully creepy. El Paso, it conjures weird feelings when you're there. So do places like Boquias and Big Bend. I mean, it's like right out of a Western, but with all the craziness on top of it. Bob Chapman waiting in the wings, but we have a bunch of calls. I said, do you want to take calls? He said, I love talking to knuckleheads. I said, really? He said, yeah, let's talk to the knuckleheads. And so let's talk to Jay in Illinois. Quick question or comment, because we got to go here in a minute. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, thanks a lot for
having me.
Hey, how's it going, Al? Thanks a lot for having me on today.
It's my home state, you know.
Oh, I've been a huge fan for a long time. I just got a quick question. What's in the works for ministry? And if you don't have anything coming up, I think maybe you should start your own radio show, because this interview is just rocking, man.
Well, like I quit ministry and recording and all stuff last year because I was throwing up blood. And then I went to the hospital. Same day as Brett Michaels had his, like, brain aneurysm, I was getting defibrillated in some hospital room because I wound up there dead. And it turned out I had 13 ulcers, and that explains why the last three tours I've been puking up blood. And that's why I said I was going to stop recording and all that, because I just wasn't healthy enough to do it. But now, after about a year later, I've been working out. I quit smoking, quit drinking. I quit drugs 10 years ago. And so it looks like I'm all ready to go. My doctor gave me a go-ahead. So never say never.
Oh, take it easy. Is that breaking news here? The return of ministry.
That's breaking news, but I don't know if it's the return of ministry. We'll see. I'm just saying that my doctor gave me a clearance that, like, I'm full go for all things apocalyptic and less.
All right. Let's go ahead and go to Joe in Louisiana. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Al, long-time fan here in New Orleans, man. I saw y'all last time when y'all came down here. You put on a great show. I wanted to have a
thanks, man.
Yeah. You mentioned David Icke. And I've been reading him for a while, and I listen to Alex Jones. One thing I can't seem to understand is they keep on saying that all these Obama administration people are into Zionist Jews, Zionism. I can't find anything where Alan Greenspan and Rahm Emanuel and all these fellows are admitting that they are Zionists. Is this a secret? I mean, how are these being connected? Can y'all help me out with this?
Well, how do they mess? Just listen, there's those, like, three words. Follow the money.
Follow the money.
All right? And where's our money coming from? Like, why don't we crack down on Saudi Arabia for their human rights practices? Follow the money. Why don't we crack down on Israel for their completely insubordinate stance on having a people have the right to self-govern? Follow the money.
Well, my issue is throughout history, every government is corrupt and out of control, and if the people don't get angry and focused...
But government's out of control. It's the overlords that are out of control.
No, I hear you.
Are just the mouthpieces. So, you know, yeah, great. Okay, good. So the government sides with Israel. Why? Because we have vested interest in that. Not just the government. It's the overlords.
Yeah. Joe, thank you so much for the call. Two quick ones, and we're going to let... Al, get out of here, and I look forward to him coming. He says he'd love to come in studios. We look forward to it. Dan in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Hey, thanks a lot for having me. Al, you had mentioned, you know, what a farce gold and silver is. Well, I guess I can see that, you know, in a totally wiped out, you know, post-apocalyptic world, you know, where nothing is left. There's no economic system to speak of. But I'm a disabled veteran, and when I got hip to this through Alex's show about a year and a half ago, the real state of the economy, what's really going on, who the money masters are, I started buying gold and silver, or actually just silver. And because if they decide to just wave their magic wand on August 2nd or something and make all the disabled vets and whoever the hell else is dependent on them, if they decide to wave their magic wand and make us all homeless and hungry, I've got a 3-month supply of food and I got several thousand dollars worth of silver that I've accumulated in the last.
Well, let me ask you: if you bought silver a year and a half ago, that was at about 25 or 20. Now it's at 42 right now.
Great, that's great.
My whole deal is. I mean, look, I understand if it is going to be total Armageddon, gold and silver aren't going to matter, and the Bible says they'll throw their, you know, jewels out in the street and beat themselves on the head and try to hide under rocks. My whole issue is I've got faith. I don't think that's the case. Gold and silver aren't perfect, but compared to fiat currencies run by the criminal bankers, it's as good as gold, and it's been great advice, and I stand by it. Now, as for going after Glenn Beck, I actually looked at that with Congressman Weiner. I mean, this is the guy that basically exaggerated and made stuff up about. Okay, well, I mean, listen, the issue here is I looked at those gold line deals, and yeah, Midas is a lot better than the sponsor I've got, and but a lot of what Weiner said, it turned out, wasn't true. And so I just think this demonization of gold because they want to keep you in paper. And Al, all I'm saying is you ought to think that because, look, when I started plugging gold, it was 300. Now it's 1,620 something. I think that's pretty good advice. I mean, it's
okay. So you're at a Walmart, post-apocalyptic, and there's riots in the parking lot trying to loot it, and there's a National Guard guarding a Walmart, and you're in there with your one gold coin to buy some canned foods. You really think that's going to work? I mean, is this really the solution?
I don't think it's going to the total apocalypse situation, but yes, in a depression, just like my grandfather's, you know, here in Texas, their dads, well, it was actually my grandmother's dad, and then on the other side. Well, the point is, they didn't turn their gold in when Roosevelt said turn it in for paper.
And that's smart. And you know what else to do? It's smart that you invested in silver and gold, my disabled friend. For my war veteran friend, but sell it now and buy batteries, guns, food, and anything else you can if you want to survive in that world, because gold is not going to mean a squatoosh. Okay?
Well, neither I actually dollars. Agree with you.
Neither are banks.
Now.
Neither are anything. You're on your own. Okay?
Now.
So, rise high, I would sell. I would sell at this record high price today.
Uh-huh.
I would sell and buy supply. Okay?
Yeah, Al, I agree with you that first you need water, food, guns, a redoubt, friends. That comes first. But then gold and silver, because we don't. I don't believe there's going to be a total complete collapse.
Who's going to take it? Who's going to take it? And if they know you have gold, who's going to come to your house and take that gold?
Well, number one, my gold isn't at my house.
Well, you understand what I'm saying. If it's in the bank, that's even worse because they're all going to be shut down. Might as well just keep it at your house.
I don't even have that much to begin with, but the point is I mainly got silver, but and boy, has that done well, let me tell you. 8 times what it was, 9 times? The gold's only 4.5.
What's that going to do with the entire...
Because I don't believe it's going to collapse into total Armageddon.
When the monetary system fails, then what do you do?
Right, so
you're stuck with ass gold and silver. What are you going to make, teeth?
When the monetary system fails, Al, in the Depression and every other case, the Romans, 1,800 years ago, you know, in one of their collapses, the people that did have the old currency, they became the new wealth. I mean, we got history.
That's great, except that I don't think that there's going to be a new currency same as the old new currency. That's my premise, okay? Wrong or right. You may be right, I may be wrong. But I'm just saying that I don't think that the new monetary system is going to be the same as the old. Therefore, gold and silver is a scam as much as the money markets, the dollars, or anything else.
But they're industrial metals. Copper's going up. Everything is going up because the value of the dollar is going down, Al. That's what we're saying. It's not that you have the gold, and then people say, well, what do you do with it later? You cash it in for whatever the new digital currency is.
Where are you going to cash it in? There's going to be no banks. So where do you cash it in?
The globalists. There's going to be implosions.
The globalists. Who's the globalists?
There's going to be implosions for the globalists, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Queen of England, the Dutch Queen.
Oh, God. Please.
No, that's who owns the Federal Reserve. I mean,
like I said, I agree with about 75% of you, Alex. I really do. I really like your show. But this one, I got to put my foot down. I really don't think there's going to be a monetary system very soon. And that includes gold and silver.
So you believe total, absolute collapse.
People are making money hand over fist right now on that. And look at the price of gold. What is it, $1,700 today? I mean, really? Really? And what's that going to do for you in a Walmart to try and get food?
We predicted it all. We're right. We're not bad because we were right. They're devaluing the currency, Al.
Well, currency is nothing. Currency is nothing. We all know that. And gold and silver, are a safe bet now. But what I'm saying is that's not going to be a safe bet in the future. And while it's at record highs, it might be time to sell and buy your supplies to live. That's all I'm saying.
No, I hope there's not a total collapse. Al, it's been amazing and really interesting. And big fan of your complex music. We really appreciate you joining us, and I look forward to having you back on to have these interesting discussions in the future.
man, I would even buy gold for that.
Let me say bye to you during the break. Bob Chapman's coming up, and I do look forward to you coming to Austin and seeing you. Again, the founder of ministry, our guest. You can go to the websites, facebook.com/ministry or 13thplanetrecords.com. Al Jorgensen has been our guest. Bob Chapman coming up.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Well, folks, the real interesting radio is going on behind the scenes, and we've got Bob Chapman waiting, and I apologize to Bob. He just always comes on. We got breaking news. Al is our guest, of course, the founder of Ministry, facebook.com/ministry, Al Jorgensen. And I've been talking to his wife during the break, and it's just really interesting talking to him. He just sprung on me, but he didn't want to plug it on air for some reason. They were inviting me down to their compound for fried chicken down in El Paso, and they were also telling me he's got a country album coming out soon, and he's going to send us a copy, so we'll definitely have him on for that. But you said you'd want to come back soon. You didn't even get into the Bushes and their bloodline. So, Al, give us 1 minute on that, and then we'll let you go because you're busy.
Well, George H.W. is not the start of, like, the CIA as we speak. And funny how when he was vice president, Reagan tried to get assassinated. And it's funny how when Reagan said, there's no way George Bush will be my vice president candidate, he met with the Trilateral Commission, and the next day George Bush was his vice president candidate. And then he gets tried to get assassinated a year later because they just wanted to put Georgie in line. His father was Prescott Bush, senator of Maine and the head of UBS Bank, which funded the entire Nazi war effort. Well, not entirely, because Porsche and Volkswagen and Krupps and a lot of other German companies certainly threw in their share. But
it was the U.S. arm.
And anyways, we'll go into that next time, but I've got the whole lineage of the Bush family on record, so we'll talk again.
Well, Al, I appreciate you coming on, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, Alex, it's been a pleasure, and I'm a big fan, and keep up the good work.
All right, I'll try, and it was great having you on, and I'm a fan of your legendary music as well. Al, take care, and say hi to your wife for me.
You got him. We'll see you in El Paso soon, I hope.
All right, and Austin, too, thank you. Wow, I tell you, I remember being a teenager in college listening to Ministry, and I still listen to it. And we played his bumper music here sometimes on the show. And just amazing having him on. I apologize to Bob Chapman, the gracious expert, financial expert we have on every Friday. And, of course, Bob has the internationalforecaster.com, the preeminent, thick, twice-a-week newsletter, 40-something pages usually. Total boil down of what really is important in the news. I read it religiously. A lot of it's also some of our news articles and research. Bob, listening to Al from Ministry, he thinks there's going to be a total collapse. So why would you want gold and silver? And I know they're still listening. What would you say to them?
Well, even if there's a total collapse, there's going to have to be some way that people can communicate with one another. Plus, there's the business of living, shelter, food, access to clean, fresh water, and probably gas or something to start fires with. And these are the things that people think about when they think about having problems, breakdowns in society. And so an easy way to get things from one another is to have gold and silver coins and a great variety of them as well. And of course, there's the investment value during the interim period. And so there's plenty to get ready for. And I think that what you had to say, Alex, was perfectly correct. And I'll just add a little bit to it.
Well, Bob, for me, it's really simple. I don't believe there's going to be a total collapse. We are going to be in a long-term globalist post-industrial depression that will never end as they make us wards of the state unless we beat them. But I know we're going to beat them, and they have psychically wounded the world with the fake Christian end of the world stuff that's government financed, Rockefeller financed on record, World Council of Churches, and with the 2012 tailored for atheist, agnostics, and New Agers. And, of course, things are imploding on 2012. They've always planned to do it that way. I don't think it's an asteroid. This is their move to implode the global economy. And the Rand Corporation said 12 years ago, get rid of posse comitatus. We're going to need it through the economic implosion that they designed.
And that's all correct. And we're in the middle of it right now. And how long it will last, nobody knows. You could be right. It could last for years and years. But I do know that they're facing some very difficult problems. And if they can't overcome them and they continue to get exposed as to what they're up to and what their end game is, then by the time they get there, the people aren't going to buy it.
Well, You know, the issue is, I am going to continue. The globalists, we have unlimited resources. Humanity has developed so many technologies that they've shelved, and they admit in their own documents they are purposefully cutting off the resources to the globe. They are purposefully blocking people getting solar power at their homes. They are purposefully getting us in a dependent position. Bob, I want to get into all the debt ceiling, the latest huge developments, and a lot more on the other side with Bob Chapman. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping, and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her five free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Well, we had Al Jorgensen on for an hour and a half, Friday special here, and I didn't know what to expect from that. Ended up getting in contact with him, a little bird here in Austin. And that was a fun interview. That guy has seen a lot of things. We didn't even get into one-tenth of his exploits. But, you know, it's important to have guests on like that from time to time because it then also reaches out to an even wider audience. And, of course, that's why he came on this broadcast as well. Now, Bob Chapman was formerly in military intelligence, of course, fighting the Russians. Then over the years, he became the biggest private silver and gold broker in the world. Then, of course, he had the largest, most successful newsletter. A lot of folks claim that, but you can go back to the history he did. He helped publish, of course, the seminal book that, I don't know, I think it was like 6-7 million copies out there, None Dare Call a Conspiracy with Gary Allen. He published the Gary Allen Report. Just want you to know the great work of Bob Chapman, and he's been forced, of course, due to harassment and things, to take himself out of the United States to live to fight another day, and he joins us now. Bob, I want to get into the economy, but Paul Watson's listening right now because he's going to do an article, so is Aaron, and they want me to decipher this. This happens a lot. You know, the guys bring me research, but then when I research something, I kind of call them or write out notes, and they do the research to confirm everything I've said and do an article. But I've got some big breaking news here that, quite frankly, I couldn't even really think during the last few interviews with Dillingpole and Jorgensen because I was so upset by this, what I've learned, what the ATF is doing. I mean, this is such hardcore tyranny. And so in about 5 minutes, I'm going to get into this report, Bob, and then get your take on it. But we're multitasking here on air because Watson's waiting right now, so is Aaron, for this breakdown. And then I want you to add to it. Of course, you will see just as much as I see or even more, and we'll glean the key to it that's hidden in plain view that no one in the mainstream media is putting out via deception. But the ATF is we knew about this quietly going on a year ago by word of mouth. They were just ordering it. Then it came out July 11th. They were doing it in the Associated Press. And then now we've got the letters that went out after the AP article on July 12th, July 11th when they first put it out. And we have the aftermath. When you buy guns now, the ATF is visiting your house as a form of intimidation against lawful behavior. But that's not even the issue. I mean, it's big, but it pales next to them doing this outside of law. They're just doing it. And it's called authoritarianism, dictatorial tyranny. But Bob, I'm going to try to just shut up for 5 minutes, break down the debt ceiling, the economy, what's really going on. Ron Paul says the Republican plan will destroy us. The Obama plan will destroy us. And they create this false debate where people pick a side when they're bought and paid for by the same people. So, Bob, you've got the floor. Please give us an economic breakdown.
Well, I think to summate the whole thing, you have within the Republican ranks the Tea Party people who were elected, some 87 of them, and they're pulling in one direction saying, well, we want long-term solutions and we want certain things in the language of legislation. On the other side, you have the Democrats on the left who back the president, but there's one issue that most of them don't back him on, and this is very interesting, and I don't think many people caught on to this. You know, they could have voted on this, and it could have gone through with some cuts. I mean, they went from $9 trillion for 10 years down to 1.7, and it's ridiculous. It's not even a bill. But what's behind this is the most important thing they want to accomplish. And if they can't get that accomplished in the next few days, there will be an extension. And they can legally make an extension. And what they're after here is cutting Social Security and Medicare. This is what they're after. They'll start off by doing that, then they will increase the reductions in those two areas. That means older people, and probably 70, 75, 80% of them live on Social Security. And if they're cutting it back, we have inflation at the same time, which is now running 10.6%, and it's going to get lots worse. They're going to be in a position, those retirees, where they just can't eat, and that's going to affect their health. Now, on the other side of that, we have the Medicare issue, and not only are they going to cut back, but they're going to have their death panels as well. So you don't eat, you get sick, they take a look at you, you're 82 years old, they figure maybe you'll live another 4 years, it's going to cost them $500,000 a year, they're not going to treat you. They're going to say, you got to go home and try to take the best care of you, yourself you can, because we don't have the money to treat you.
And once the public is sold on an idea, we then go into the British phase where they go, no cataract surgery, no knee surgery. You pay your whole life into a national health service, and they ration it. It is eugenics. And I read the article in the first hour where they're not even doing basic medical care. Yeah, that tumor's 100% operable. Die. Just go home and die. But it's 100% operable. But if you wait 6 months, I'm going to die. Sorry, go die. I mean, it's so cold-blooded. Imagine the government running our health care. I'm sorry, Bob. Go ahead.
Well, you're right, Alex. And I want to impress upon the people that the people who today are 55 or older, they're going to get rid of you as quickly as possible to save money. And then during the interim, when they're cutting all this money out, a good part of it will go to the military-industrial complex so that we can have more wars, which will get people's minds thinking in a different direction, as well as great profits for these companies. And also, they will continue to cut back in the availability of medicines. I mean, we've seen a lot of reports just in the last few months where hospitals can't get this, that, and the other thing. And sometimes it's because they don't have the money to pay for the things. Outside of the country, Greece is a good example. They own millions, and they can't get any more drugs and things that they need to save people's lives. And so this is where they're headed. They're going to use the money someplace else. They're going to cut back, and they're going to get rid of people. And so this is what this is all about, and they want to make that part of the package.
And then the Republicans have a debate with Obama when there's not much real difference in the plan, so people think that's the only choices, instead of writing off the $1.5 quadrillion, getting back to Congress controlling the currency, slashing taxes across the board, raising interest rates, we'd be boomtown. I mean, the globalists admit in document after document, as you know, Bob, their problem is keeping economies slow, consolidating them. They're waging war against the engine of wealth that is liberty.
Absolutely, and you couldn't have put it any better. And so, for those of you who didn't know, that's what they're up to. And the debt extension is ex post facto. They're going to do that. But when they get what they want, and they may not get what they want, because everybody in the Beltway knows what they're up to. And the fellows who are conservative to right-wing, you might call them Tea Party people, they're not going to put up with that. And the leftists are going to say, hey, wait a minute. You know, my constituency, three-quarters of the people are on Social Security and Medicare. You've got to be kidding me. I can't vote for that. And so they're at loggerheads here, and this is what's holding everything up, and they're not going to tell you about it, certainly not the media, which they control. And that's what the game is all about. In fact, the interpretation of this is so widespread in differences. It's surprising. Right now, gold and silver are up as a reflection of there's not going to be a deal. And the gold and silver shares are down because the traders think in the shares, that there is going to be a deal. And it just shows you how confused these people are.
Bob, what does it signify that in the middle of the summer, you've been in this business 50 years, but in the middle of the summer, that's very rare to have gold and silver spiking. I would guess, correct me if I'm wrong, it'll probably go up a little bit more, then go down a little, but then we're going to see 2,000. I mean, a couple years ago, you said $2,000 gold is easy in the next 2-3 years. People laughed at it. Now it's happened. You predicted with total precision 3-4 months ago, you said they're saying no QE3, baloney, they're already doing it quietly with monetization. And now he said, yes, we're going to probably do QE3. I mean, you really are the most on-target person that we interview. So where do you see gold going?
If you look at the base that was formed in silver being the leader of the pack right now, you will see it tested 8 times the $32.50 to $36 level. Now, normally, and gold tested and held as well. Now, normally, if a cat tests 2 or 3 times, it's terrific. 4 times, unusual. 8 times, very seldom. And if you look back in history about the formations of support, you will find that is usually followed by an increase of 100 to 150% in gold and silver. So it's as simple as that. So 16 to $3,200 an ounce, and 35 and 35 or 70. And that's where they're going on the short term. And that's why, one of the reasons why we're having a spiking in gold and silver unusually, unusual seasonally in the summer. Number two, the other reasons are gold is real money, and people have realized it, and they are abandoning other currencies. The only exception is Swiss franc. They look at Europe, it's a dog's breakfast. They look at the United States, it's a disaster. Who would want to hold those currencies? And the rest of the world just follows. So you have gold replacing the dollar as a world reserve currency. It's been going on for 2.5-3 years. Number three is inflation, 10.6%. That's the result of QE1 and stimulus one. Next year, we'll get the result of stimulus two and QE2. That'll take us up to 25 or 30%. And if we get a good, strong QE3 of $2.3 trillion, which I think we will, then we're looking at 50%.
Well, what about with Cook numbers? They're claiming that growth is 1.8. When you add in real inflation, am I correct to say that's a negative economy growth of 8%, or is it 6?
Well, first of all, you can use inflation and back out of it. And by doing that, you're saying of that 1.8%, 1.8% was caused by inflation. So we get zero. But we just had about $1.8 trillion that we know of that was pumped in the economy by the Fed and by the legislature, $862 billion.
And let me correct that.
If we hadn't had that, where would it be? It'd be minus 5%.
Okay.
So your point is well taken.
Yeah, and earlier today they were saying 1.8. Now the government's adjusted to 1.3. And, of course, they claim unemployment's at 10%. Or lower when the mainline outfits say 22, 23%, California 30. Now, listen, here's the deal. Earlier, out of the gates, Al said, look, I'm a big fan, but I think the end of the world's basically coming, and this gold thing's dumb, and I think you ought to sell it. And I said, okay, come on air and say that, because I know he's listening too, and he's not a bad guy. I want to explain this to people. Look, we said buy gold when it was 300. And it's 1600 and something. We said buy silver when it was 5. It's 40 something. Listen, it's a law of economics throughout 6,000 years of recorded history that when governments hyperinflate the currencies, commodities explode, namely gold and silver. So, again, they can manipulate things down in short term. They can always give gold or silver a haircut, but it always races back up. I wish that I could say, folks, dump your gold and silver because they're bringing back good monetary policy, because I'd rather have an economy and be in a good position. We're saying gold and silver because we're in a desperate situation and because it's been engineered, and it's not a panacea, but it's the best thing out there. If your ship's going under and you've just got some broken planks to get on, that's what you've got. It's not another ocean liner to jump on, but it's not perfect. And yeah, the government could try to come take it. The government, it's like saying don't have kids. The CPS might try to come take them. Don't sail across on the Mayflower. Your kids may die when they get to Plymouth Rock. Well, yeah, half of them did die. You know what? I'm a Texan. I'm an American. I'm a trailblazer. My ancestors were super hardcore get it done people, and I'm a shadow of who they are growing up in this slob society. But let me tell you, I've still got the inklings of greatness in me, and so does everybody else listening. And so stop thinking it's all over. Stop talking about blowing your head off. Stop talking about giving up. It's exciting. We've become blubber creatures because we've had it too easy. This is part of the cycle. It's going to be fun. Make it fun. If they strike me down, it's fun. It's fun to be real. It's fun to have fire. It's fun to have it burning in your mind, the fires of liberty. Now I got to get to this ATF thing. We'll obviously go into overdrive. And Paul Watson standing by, and so's Aaron, for me to give them the breakdown of this. And, they're smart as I am or smarter. But on this, they've asked me for a breakdown to do the article. So I'll give you the breakdown of why this is so huge with the ATF. Okay? But I want to bring Ted Anderson up here. If you believe in what we're doing, you should buy gold and silver from Midas Resources. Plus, I didn't know it's Ted's silver deal. The brokers, who were great guys, all they're doing is taking calls for this deal, and Ted's actually losing money on it. Two silver dollars, a book that retails for $19.95, a film that retails for $9.95, a film, a book, two silver dollars, and free shipping for $85. That is losing money as a loss leader because Ted wants to get the word. I happen to know Ted behind the scenes is financing every type of libertarian organization, spending all his money, literally obsessed with these issues. We're true believers. Now, I wish you'd call up and buy the other gold and silver deals where Ted makes 3-4%. Because, hey, that's the thing, is that we are free market people. And if you believe in what we're doing, buy my books, buy my videos, buy them all. But I'll tell you, with these deals Ted's offering, there is no profit. And quite frankly, the brokers are sick of taking half their phone calls for these deals where they can't actually try to make some money. And it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Ted buys gold and silver when they manipulate it down. No one is going to race right back up. He's busy now having to buy it out into the future 6 months because it's so hard to get. And then he's competitive, now the fifth biggest gold and silver broker in the U.S. from nowhere, you know, 30 years ago, because he's competitive and he sells it to you when it's high at the old low price. That's how Ted makes his little profit. You add his 2, 3, 4, 5% of profit on it when the market's up. If he was buying it now, he'd be losing money. This is a tiny margin business, and it finances Genesis. It finances what we do. And quite frankly, it doesn't finance much these days because he didn't make that much money. Even though he's selling tens of millions of dollars of gold, he doesn't make a very big profit. So you need to give Ted Anderson a call at 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Tell him I want the radio specials. In fact, there's no point with Ted sitting there to even go to him now because I got to come back with the ATF news with Bob Chapman, and this is the big one. But the point is, I love it when I get attacked for promoting gold. You know, we got a new employee in there that told me a few years ago he bought gold and silver, and that's the only reason he's afloat financially because it went up so much in price. I'm proud of pitching gold. I'm proud of the deals Midas Resources offers. I love it.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big BerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
know, we predicted everything. We told you the bailout was a robbery. We told you the economy would further implode. It's all designed. We have all their documents. They've done it over and over again in other countries. I'm watching these criminals do this stuff, and it never ceases to amaze me that when you're right about stuff, that's when you're bad. When you're wrong, that's when you're good. But with Bob Chapman, the main radio show is going to end in 5 minutes, but we're going into prisonplanet.tv and internet stream overdrive into the next hour with Bob, if you can do it. I haven't even asked him yet. I got so upset by this ATF news that I got before the show today that I haven't even eaten today. And I've been up since 6 a.m. And I just got a splitting headache, realized I went, oh, I haven't eaten yet. I cut myself shaving, folks, and I don't even, cover it up when I go on TV. I mean, the point is that I am beyond all this side garbage. And the news I got is so lawless, so evil. Let me just ask Bob before I get to this news and get his take on it. Bob, can you stay 20 minutes to the next hour?
Yes.
Okay, good, because I got you on late. Okay. Here's the deal. Okay. Let me just dig out this news item here, and I'm looking for my Associated Press article dealing with it. ATF to require gun buyer information on border. Oh, on the border. That sounds reasonable when you read the headline. No, this is from Texas all the way through to California, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico. No law. They're just ordering gun shops, if someone buys two or more guns, to report on them. Now, this was secretly going on a year ago, and we told people. Now they and then in July, Obama announced, and these are the issues. I'm looking for my notes that I wrote on this. Here it is. This is so big I can hardly talk. And it just happens, and it's like it's no big deal for everybody. Outside of law, they make a secret rule last year and start ordering people to call the ATF. Folks, they're already doing an instant check. They already know how many guns they're buying. They already do a background check with the FBI when you're there. They check your driver's license, everything. It's already registration. Why then do they do this? Because it's about setting the precedent. To be able to have the ATF set the precedent and Congress do nothing. What did Obama say last year and this year? He said, don't worry to his base. I'm not going to do it through Congress. I'm going to do it, quote, by stealth. So watch and look that up. Obama to go after guns by stealth. That's all over the news. This is it. Now he's talking about an executive order to put you on a no gun buy list. And he's going to do that in the next few weeks, reportedly, where they just signs an executive order and says what Rahm Emanuel called 4 years ago. That we're going to put you on a no gun buy list if we feel like it. No judge, no jury, no reason why you got on, can't find out why you got on. So this is the start of this. They're like, okay, we're going to order gun dealers to do something that's pointless, except that it makes them basically informants, indentured servants. Like they're a crack dealer, and the cops say, we're not going to bust you, Bill, or John, or whatever your name is, but you have to start informing on people. So they're treating them like criminals. In this secret police thing, it's a secret police, where they show up, and they tell them, you've got to start reporting on people. Now, here's the big news. I've confirmed for multiple gun dealers and people in this office that it's happening to Austinites, that when you buy two rifles, which a lot of people do when you go to the gun shop, I've done it. I bought 3-4 guns before. I'm treated like a criminal now. The ATF comes to your house and demands to be let in without a warrant and starts intimidating you and asking you if you're a terrorist. And it looks like they're doing it to libertarians and conservatives. It's not the illegal aliens. They ship the guns. And that's the bigger issue. The government ship the guns to the illegals to then blame the Second Amendment. We told you about this over a year ago, and now it's confirmed. So they've got a lot of chutzpah. Now, they're harassing gun owners and treating them like criminals. They're operating outside of law. This is gun control by stealth, outside the law. We're going to come back and get Bob's take on this. I have the letter. No.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.